Hello, my name is Sonia Czernik, and welcome to number 7 in the series of the 5D Success Model. If you haven't watched the earlier videos, please do so, because I use terminology here which is covered in those videos. Alternatively, you can get the terminology, the meaning of the terms used, by going to the website below, 5dpersonalitytest.com. This is all about mindsets, your mindset, and how your mindset achieves success. But we're talking about one particular mindset today, and that's the servant mindset. 5D represents 5 different dimensions or viewpoints or mindsets, different ways of looking at your world, which will create success in your world. Now, I'm talking about success in terms of fulfillment. So it doesn't matter whether that's extreme wealth or extreme love and in your personal life, whatever it is, abundance in any form, that gives you the fulfillment that you're looking for. That is my definition of success. I hope it's one of yours, because that's what we're talking about, and it all revolves around having the right mindset. So the servant mindset and the traits of the servant mindset can be categorized really in there's 5 main ones. And traditionally, the servant has been seen as a woman. It's just the way it's been, typically and traditionally, but it doesn't have to be, of course. So the first trait is the carer. They are natural caregivers. They like taking care of others, providing in some way, and this can be in the working or home life, or perhaps both, because they want to make the other person feel comfortable. And therefore, you'll find these people in the caring professions. They might be a nurse or a medical doctor, or indeed, you'll find them working in a childcare or a centre or an elderly home, looking after the elderly. Another trait is that they are givers. They love to give. They enjoy that. They can, and therefore they do, of their time, love, attention, material things, gifts, and so on and so forth. Another trait is that they are people pleasers. And when I say another trait, we're talking about if they have all these traits, then it's likely that servant is their predominant mindset. Predominant and secondary mindsets was being covered on previous videos and can be found on the website as well. So the people pleasers, the problem with pleasing others or always wanting to help out in that way is that they can be taken advantage of and be seen as doormats. So they need to have assertive skills in assertion in order to avoid that. And another trait is that they need to be liked. And again, depending on where they fall in that spectrum of the servant mindset, depending on where they fall on the diamond mind map, will show their propensity for the need to be liked. And these things are important: being liked, being acknowledged, being appreciated, and can be identified via the 5D personality test and plotted on the diamond mind map. So a fifth aspect of the servant mindset is that typically and traditionally they've been categorized, the servants have been categorized in terms of either male or female. The male servant plays out as the provider, the female servant typically plays out as the home maker or indeed the perfect wife. And so he might be as the provider, providing the money to keep the home well, to keep the children with clothing and so on and so forth, the basic needs. And there may be expectation for her to play her role. Similarly, the perfect wife or the homemaker has that mindset of I'll keep the home clean, I'll wash his clothes, I'll do this, I'll do that, and in return, blah, blah. And that's where problems can arise if the other person doesn't meet the other one's expectations. But here we have a summary of the traits of the servant. They are carers, they enjoy giving, people pleasers, they need or want to be liked and appreciated, and others to see them in this way. And typically and traditionally, the male servant has been the provider and the female servant has been the homemaker or the perfect wife. So now we're talking about servant in the shadow. So in addition to talking about the male servant and the female servant, the another two aspects we can look at, two perspectives, is the shadow side and the light side of the servant. So what are we talking about with the shadow side? We're talking about the expectations that they have. And now, what's an expectation? An expectation is a rule that hasn't been made crystal clear or an undeclared demand. And so one may have the expectation, I'll give you this or do this for you, and you give me this or do this in return. And the servants have a tendency to feel, particularly what we're talking about, what the servant is acting from the shadow side, that they give more than they receive, and that makes them feel sad and disappointed. But when their expectations are not met, this is what happens. The expectations from the mindset that they have means that if this sacrifice is going to the extreme end of servant, when the expectations are not met, they can feel angry and resentful, and then they start to feel guilty about feeling that way because their nature is a good nature, and therefore, if they're kind and generous, they see themselves in that way, then how could they feel be angry and resentful? So they go into more sacrifice in order to get out of this this feeling bad about themselves. And so that can be a very unpleasant cycle to be in. Particularly as these feelings don't, if you're stuck in that cycle, they don't often get expressed. They might get repressed, often do get repressed. And how does that express itself? Because the feelings have to be expressed. And with a servant, that will tend to come out in physical symptoms, often in the form of obesity. So you see a lot of carers and healers that are actually obese. The servant in the light is the opposite of that, the opposite of the one in the shadow. They're basically giving unconditionally, with no strings attached, from the space of abundance, that what comes around and goes around. And obviously that's the best headspace to be in. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to know more, and if you want to take the personality test, that's the website there, 5dpersonalitytest.com. Look forward to catching up with you on the next video. Bye for now.